Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And to talk about the status of the Guardians and so much more, we're going to go ahead and we're joined by Odyssey MLB Insider, Tony Gwynn Jr. Insider Calls presented by Grainger for the ones who get it done. Grainger offers the professional-grade products you need delivered when and where you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Tony Gwynn Jr. now joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Tony, welcome to the show.
What's going on, Tony?
Thank you. Thank you. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well. I got to ask you about this. Usually we lead Guardians when talking baseball in town, but last night another benches clearing dust up between your Padres and the LA Dodgers. Just let's be just completely honest. If that had been the Cardinals plunking Fernando Tatis in the hands last night, we're not clearing base. We're not clearing dugouts, right?
There's a little bit of a little bit more of a history to this one. So, I mean, Toddy had been hit. That was the third time he had been hit in the 7 games that the teams had played. So, if that had been the Cardinals and they had done the same thing, we would definitely have seen the benches clear. But I will say that there's a little bit more of a heated kind of feel to what the Padres and Dodgers are going through right now.
So, Tony, as we look at the Guardians, where are we right now? I think if we look at the AL Central, just above 500, the Tigers played really well this season. Would you say the AL Central in reach or already sort of done and dusted here?
I mean, listen, there's still, you know, a lot of games left, but it does seem like Detroit is the team to beat in that division. Got 9.5 up on the Guardians right now, and right there has been no sign that they are going to falter. Now we're sitting in June right now. So, you know, we got a lot of baseball left. A lot of things can happen between now and the end of September, but I would be hard pressed to not be picking the Tigers to win the division.
Tony Gwynn Jr. on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I'm not sure if you're aware of this. The Guardians offense has been hot trash this year. 30th in most major categories. And yet they got a lot of young guys that I actually like. And one of the rebuttals from the organization is, well, we got a lot of really, really super young players, experientially speaking. And until you get, let's say, 1,000 at-bats into the big leagues or, you know, 750 at-bats in, it's just too early to tell on these players. How much is that a fair rebuttal for the Guardians that they just have so many young players that that's part of why their lineup just has not performed this year?
Yeah, I think that is fair. You know, I think, you know, that's just kind of show you how much the game has changed. The expectation is now 1,000. It used to be 1,500. And so there's an emphasis on teams improving faster. But certainly when you have a young team like the Guardians do, you have to expect the growing pains. This is this is the top tier of top tier in terms of baseball. And for a guy who hasn't had the experience or hasn't been able to kind of be a cipher information through experience or at bats, it's just going to be tough. There are occasions where you have, you know, guys who are just exceptional that come out and they prove it from day one. But for most guys, there is a process that you have to kind of go through before you start to have some success at the big league level.
So if we're looking for a young success and some of these guys needing time, how do you balance sort of being buyers and sellers at the deadlines if you're Guardian, if you're the Guardians, between, you know, probably sitting somewhere near 500? And also at that point, you're probably talking about, hey, these guys are going to be not at that level, but they're going to be getting deeper and should be improving at that point.
Yeah, you know, it's tough. It really depends on your roster kind of setup, right? If you got some veterans on your team that, you know, it may not necessarily be in the future plans, but will be, you know, a type of guy that could help a contender at in down the stretch, you absolutely can flip those pieces and not only get a guy that possibly can help you now, but guys that can help you in the future. So you're balancing that. In terms of the young nucleus, though, part of the issue with the at-bats is you got to kind of identify who are the guys that you feel like you need to have, and maybe some of those same pieces can be used in a trade. And so I think as we get closer to the end of July, that will kind of dictate where the team is at and what direction they go in as you try to balance being, you know, buyers and sellers.
Tony, let's say that the offense takes a small step. We're talking like maybe they're the 25th best offense in baseball, but the rotation finds itself. And I actually think we're close to that happening. And and the bullpen continues to take a step in the right direction. Is a strong starting rotation and, I would say, an elite bullpen, is that enough to carry this offense to the playoffs, or do they have to do something at the deadline to boost this offense further?
I mean, they would have to take some pretty big steps. We're not talking little steps. I think the rotation does seem to be kind of rounding into form, but and the one thing you can always bank on, at least from my standpoint, I think Cleveland has figured out how to develop pitching. And so you can feel pretty good about that coming. I don't know that they have enough offense on their own to be able to pull that off. I think a move could be warranted to try to boost that offense. But you certainly can get into the playoffs with strong enough pitching and a good bullpen. It just depends on how many steps forward that bullpen takes down the stretch to see if the Guardians can pull something like that off.
So we talk about the rotation. What is the perception sort of nationally? I know you talked on a little bit there, but looking at it, I think here in Cleveland, we do have that mentality that, yeah, they're taking the right strides. You see something with the younger players like Slade Ciccone, like Logan Allen pitching pretty well this year. Is that the perception nationally, or is this rotation still a sort of a step behind where the better teams in baseball are?
I think they're still a step behind right now. I think it's tough to really compare them to some of the rotations that have had some years under their belt and have proven that they can be consistent in this league. But they certainly are on the right path. You know, seeing Ciccone as a Diamondback, got to see him a lot. He's a guy, he's a bulldog. I like the way he gets after it. You mentioned Logan Allen having a good year. It's going to continue to take those type of guys to take those steps forward for the starting rotation to get on a national stage. They definitely have some names that teams know of, but I don't know that they're in the conversation in terms of talking as an entire rotation yet.
Tony Gwynn Jr. on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Insider calls brought to you by Grainger for the ones who get it done. Grainger offers the professional-grade products you need delivered when and where you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. So Dennis Santana last night tries to go into his own stands because, in his words, a player had crossed the line. How does baseball handle this? Like, how do you take what happened very seriously? Because it could have become the malice at the palace, like what happened to the NBA 20 years ago, but also understanding that this person actually might have said something that crossed the line.
Yeah, I think we are in times now where it seems like spectators who are watching the game have kind of lost their minds in some ways. And we consistently are hearing about lines being overstepped and we're having different reactions. Fortunately, you know, somebody was able to grab Dennis before it escalated any further. But obviously you have to take it seriously because, as you said, it could be something that could turn into a much bigger situation. But I don't think you should overreact. It seemed their calmer heads seemed to prevail in the end, which is, at the end of the day, all you really want.
The Guardians have the A's coming up on the schedule, and rookie Nick Kurtz has been absolutely just on fire over the last couple of series. If you're a Guardians fan looking around and you're looking at players like Kurtz, players like Caglione, and a couple of other rookies stepping up and making major impacts on their team already, is it too early to start to be upset about slow development paired with an injury for a guy like Travis Bazzana, or is it fair to look around and say we might rather would have had one of these guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably a bit early for that. I think, as we talked about earlier, development is something that is not a straight kind of upward climb. You're going to have times where a guy's going good, a guy's going bad, injuries happen. I think there's a level of patience that has to kind of take place if you truly want to see your team get better. Because if they're reactive all the time off of, you know, fans feeling that it's late developing and they're reacting, you don't ever really get a chance to see what the end product ends up happening. And what ends up happening is you see your guy end up developing elsewhere and becoming the type of player that you envision. So, yeah, I think there has to be some grace given as you watch some of these young guys go.
Tony, great stuff as always, bud. Really appreciate you. And, hey, next time, don't get in the next Donnybrook, all right? You just stay up in the broadcast booth. Nobody wants any of that Shohei mess anyways, okay?
Will do.
Thank you so much there. That was Odyssey MLB Insider Tony Gwynn Jr. for the ones who get it done. Granger offers the professional-grade products you need and delivered when and where you need them. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. So we asked him about the amount of at-bats you need, and I know that there's a lot of compelling data behind it. I don't think that's the only problem with the Guardians lineup. I think it's really tough to put a young player. This might be the only reason you shouldn't bring up Kafis or DeLauder. There's nobody coming into this lineup that's thinking, oh, I just need to play my game and, you know, see where this goes. I think every one of these guys are uniquely feeling the pressure of how bad this lineup is. And I think that's why you're seeing some bad at bats, because I think these kids are folding in the pressure of trying to learn at the big league level, and there just aren't enough big league bats around them.
Yeah, I mean, Stephen Vogt kind of talked to it a couple of weeks ago. I don't remember what game it was. They ended up losing, and he came out, and he was frustrated, and he's like, this is probably the first team I can say this team didn't look like themselves. They were trying to do too much at the plate. Everybody was taking massive hacks, and this is not the brand of baseball that we play. This is not who we are. I think that's part of it. I also think, as much as this conversation has gone around, like, the platooning is a problem. You bring up young bats, and you can look at John Kenzie Noel. You can look at guys like Jonathan Rodriguez, Daniel Schneemann. You have guys who don't have a ton of major league at-bats who are also playing one every 3-4 days. It's like, it's hard to build consistency there too and get the at-bats you need while also feeling confident in your play.
I also think, like, I know why they do the random lineup generator. It's harder to beat a lineup that hasn't been run out there, and they are just trying to field a lineup. I don't think that's helping these young guys either. I think not knowing who you're hitting in front of, or not getting used to say, okay, what pitches are they going to see? What can I benefit from? That is part of the strategy of this that I think most years wouldn't hurt you if it's a lot of vets. There's a lot of youth there, and I don't think that's helping either.
Yeah, it's like a balance of, okay, so you have some vets, but then instead of just leaning into the younger players and saying, hey, are these guys going to be good? It's, oh, well, we got three guys at one position, all younger. They'll all be good. Maybe they'll get it done in 1-on-3 days. Maybe one of them will just start hitting 300 and we can turn to them.
Also, I just like that we've got a lot of middle infielders that then have to play everywhere and a lot of first basemen that have to play everywhere. You can draft a center fielder.
Third base?
I want these guys to know you don't need a third baseman. Thank you very much.
Going to at some point.
Yeah, about 6 years from now when that contract's up there, Chief. So about 3 years from now, you draft a third baseman.
Okay, fine. Go three years from now. Not saying in the first round.
No, I didn't realize we had Team Trade Hosey over here.
I'm not on Team Trade Hosey. I'm just saying.
Mac, does it sound like we got Team Trade Hosey over here?
You can still draft a third baseman.
I think we got a future-looking baseball fan over here. Not a Trade Hosey.
Thank you, Mac.
Boy, what a turd was polished between the two of you right there. Jake Volnick, not a fan of the Giants series. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. That is what the last, like, 6 weeks have shown me. I really do think the Guardians have plenty of big league talent. I just think there's a lot of compounding factors that are putting so much pressure on. Like, I don't think this is an environment that is helping these guys succeed. And as much as I'd love a Gabe Arias to catch fire, or even if you called up like a DeLauder or a Kafis and they catch fire, I don't think one rookie bat in this is going to change it. Whereas if you traded for a Marcell Ozuna, that is a legitimate power hitter. That is a legitimate cleanup hitter. That might be the kind of thing. Or like him and some. Because the point is, there's just, I think this is more than just one guy catching fire internally. I think you need reinforcements. And I think reinforcements, those trades do have an impact on players. They see that and they see that they're being backed up, and it might just dislodge some of this pressure.
So are you in favor then of keeping down the rookies as it stands right now? Like no DeLauder, no Kafis at this moment?
No, but I think you got to find a way to get them in there while also getting a reinforcement here. And the problem is, who goes out, who stays in? Like, that is the math problem. Okay, find it out. Pick somebody and go from there.
Yeah, I mean, that's literally like the only solution, because you look everywhere and it literally log jammed at any position that's not named left field or third base. I guess you could probably go catcher there too. It's probably about the only one, but it's log jammed with a lack of production with a bat.
The Naylor stuff doesn't bug me that much because he's got power this year.
Yeah, he's got
like,
a little bit of
power. His OPS was like 590 last year. We got like a 690 OPS this year. If he hits, listen, it's the Zunino principle. If he hits 200, but he hits 25 home runs and plays good defense, which we vacillate with Bo, I can deal with it.
Yeah, I would take that. I would take it out of Bo. You take Austin Hedges is the back guy. Like, just one catcher who can sort of hit the ball, and I think would be a little nice. If you take the 25 homers from Bo, sure. I don't know if he's getting to 25 homers.
He can get to 20. That's doable from where he is. He's got like 8 or 9 home runs so far this year. Doable. So why did the Giants series do nothing for you, by the way?
Pretty much everything we've just started talking about. Look at the games that they won. Was I supposed to be just... Okay, so like the pitching looks really good. Right, like I think the starting rotation has started to come around. I really like Slade Ciccone and the way that he's looked. I think Logan Allen has been like a staple at the back of your rotation. Like,
there is a massive badonk butt coming here, by the way.
Yeah, there is.
I love all of these things. By the way, you've learned well, Grasshopper. You compliment him up front, and then you hit him with a hammer. Go ahead, continue with the compliments.
Oh, yeah, I mean, Logan Allen, solid five.
What a mensch. Class A's back. Yeah, Kwan. What, I mean...
Jose Ramirez might be the best year of his career.
Seriously. MVP? Can you get an MVP on an 82-win team? We got to find out.
Probably not. But every game you won was no offensive production. Like, it's how you're scraping by and winning games like right now, which, yes, like, that's great. I want you to continue to try to win games, and if that's the way you have to do it at this moment, that's good, but it's not promised that things are going to turn around and this team's going to be anything more than 500.
All right, so there's two rebuttals, and badonks, hopefully. One, and this is why I think you're most wrong, they didn't nickel and dime their way to the runs that they got to win the first two games of the series. They won with crucial home runs. So I do think, like, if they had, we got to move the runner over, then we got to bunt over here. No. Arias came up big with a huge home run, and then Schneeman came up with a big home run. So, like, that it needs to be stated. They didn't dink and dunk their way. They powered their way, even if they only powered their ways to 4 runs in one of the games. I think it was 5 runs in the other.
3. Don't give them too much.
But it was
credit.
A strong 3. Let's be honest.
A 3 that looked like 5,
if,
right?
No. But if you get 3 runs and one of them's a home, and they come from home runs, that's not as paltry as if it's a bunch of singles in a row. I'm not trying to split hairs here, but like, I understand they didn't score enough.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin. at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Runs. Well, they scored enough runs to win, and they did power their way to a win. That's different than when they get like 7 runs off of 15 hits, and they could have scored 50 runs.
Yeah, like, okay, so the power hitting's a nice aspect. Like, Gabriel Arias had probably one of the more impressive home runs that we've honestly seen this year.
Back.
No, we're not walking
He's
it back.
He's already walking
but
it back.
The problem is that, okay, so you get a loose home run from Gabriel Arias. A good one, but it's just like, it's like,
wait,
loose
you're discrediting
fire.
A home run?
I'm not discrediting
you it. You just said it. It's a loose home run.
Yeah, it's a random home run hit by Gabriel Arias. There's nothing there that's consistently showing me Gabby's going to continue to hit home runs, even if he's a 225 hitter, that's somebody I can rely on.
Doesn't he already have 6 home runs in the season? And if he played 150 games this year, wouldn't he be on pace for like 18 to 20 home runs?
It's an okay number. I just don't think that
for him a hitting... shortstop, are you saying okay? But Brian Rocchio hit 18 home runs last year. His ass wouldn't have been in Columbus right now.
Well, he definitely wouldn't have been in Columbus. Right, the problem with Rocchio is he hits 200, which is part of the problem with Arias, too.
No, but he's hitting 225.
Yeah, okay.
That's totally different.
No, it's better.
All right, now here's why you're most wrong, because I love to save the most wrong.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
And you're going to sit there in your wrongestness. I landed the plane. Shut up. Don't look at me like that. They won the damn series. We're not at a point where, like, because they lost so many series in a row, I don't think that's what, like, this series, there's not a series coming out of where they had been, where they hadn't won a series in the month of June, which is wild. I'm used to bad stretches from the Guardians. I'm not used to that bad of stretches where you go from 7 games above 500 to a 500 team because 5-6 straight series. Not used to that. We weren't in change all our minds with the Giants series. We were in get people back interested in Guardians baseball and win a damn series. So as defeating as yesterday was, they won the damn series. And that was the ultimate, like, there was nothing more they needed to do than just win the series. And same thing with this Oakland, the A's, because we can't call them Oakland anymore because their owner doesn't want us to. I had other words to call him. But no, like, just win the damn series. I don't care if you win 10-1 every game or if you win 2-1 every game. Just win. Get back to winning because, again, I think that 6-series stretch, it got hyper-pressured. Like, these guys are feeling the pressure. You can see it in 1 out of every 3 Angel Martinez at-bats, where he just has a bad at-bat because he's pressing himself. So that was when they were actually scoring enough runs to win series. I think we got to a different level over those last 5 or 6 games. I think you just need to reset the pressureometer and get back to it. I don't think you won the series. So that's enough for me.
I don't necessarily think, like, maybe we're arguing semi-different points, right? Like, I'm not mad about the fact
that... Semi-different.
Yeah, well, I think we're somewhere, like, we're in a Venn diagram, right? We're somewhere in the middle. There's a little crossover, but most of our argument lies on the outside of this.
As long as I have mostly my own bubble, I'm happy.
Yeah, okay. You could get, like, 62%.
Okay, 62%, yeah,
I'll take that. Yeah, a little over half. You're good. But
accepted.
So I think that part of the problem for me is I'm not mad about them winning the series. I'm not saying that this team is doomed.
You said it did nothing for you.
Yeah, it didn't. Like, okay, it's fine. They win. It does nothing for me in terms of I'm not really anywhere with where they're going in the future. Like, this doesn't show me anything that what they've done the last month is going to improve. Like, yes, it's a good first step if you're going to win the series. Yes, win games. That's important. But it's not like... oh, this is a launching point, or this team flipped a switch and now they're going to be able to hit the baseball and even go from 30th to 23rd best offense in baseball. They still look like the 30th best offense in baseball.
Okay, can we just be fair about this, though? They could have scored 30 runs and we're still going to go, it's one series.
We're still going to go, it's one series, but at least I think there's promise there. It's like, okay, they've actually started to produce something.
But
like,
I think this is what chaps my ass about it. And I'm not specific to you. I'm speaking more to your theory on this, that it did nothing for you. Is it's like, guys, that's not really how one series operates in this time of year, right? Like, and honestly, like, even the six series stretch where they just stunk, it's like, well, I got a six series stretch, I think twice that I can count where they were just winning more than they were losing. So, like, and again, I'm really loathe when everybody just tries to reduce every baseball conversation to one of 162, right? But, like, I didn't go into that series. Maybe it was, well, like, when I went to the series, I was just praying to God, just win the series. Let's just get back on the right side. Let's go back to winning habits. Let's go back to doing the little things, right? And in reality, here's the things that are going to get me back to thinking they're closer to a playoff team than a 500 team. Because I'm now in Switzerland. Now I'm like, it could be either. And it's not the offense. It's that rotation. If that rotation finds consistency with three of the five starters or four of the five starters, you're going to start winning a lot more games. And I don't think they're that far. I thought Gavin was good last night. Ciccone was good earlier this week. Bybee's been more good than he's been, you know, troublesome at all. Even Logan has given you some good opportunities here. So I don't think that Ortiz is two good starts, one awful start. I think if it's an eight-cylinder engine, you might be firing on six of the eight cylinders. And I do think the bullpen is as close to you can get back as long as you don't just try and ride Matt Festa to 83 wins this year.
Yeah, that's a problem. He's the Brian Shaw for Stephen Vogt.
I think that's a great take, by the way, because here's where, like, to me, I think one of the dumbest takes that I saw out of the loss yesterday was like the Festa thing in the third inning. Sorry, the Festa thing for three straight days in the same situation is further proof of a Stephen Vogt sophomore slump. I'm like, he's not, guys, managers. I really do think managers, if you have nothing that you can count on, right? If every time you go to turn to any part of your game, defense, hitting, power hitting, contact hitting, right? Your starting rotation, your bullpen, the back end of your bullpen. If you got eight parts of a roster that determine whether you win, and none of them are consistent enough to fall back on and be your brand, it ain't your fault. So, like, the Festa thing was bad. Like, Matt Festa is a nice reliever. He belongs in the big leagues, but he might be, like, the last guy in the bullpen. He shouldn't be the first call. That should be a Cade Smith. That we need to get back to Cade Smith. We need to get back to Tim Herron. We need to get back to those guys being that call. And certainly, we need those guys to not be, or we need the guy to not be Festa three straight games in a row. I don't think we're given credit for how hard of a job Stephen Vogt has this year, and how the fact that they're still one game above 500 going to this A series tonight might be a sign he's actually doing a better job than people realize.
I just think where the Guardians are at right now, they're like, and I agree with you. It votes in a absolute just whirlwind of events where he has to try to figure
it out. This is a lot tougher than last year.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You just have guys who aren't producing in your lineup. The bullpen's worse. The rotation's the only improvement that you have right now. And even then, like, it's coming around, but it hasn't exactly been there. I just think where I look at them as a 500 baseball team, because that's what I think they are right now. They're a solid 500 baseball team by the end of the year.
I was very, very glad that you went out on a limb on that when they're one game above 500.
Okay, yeah, thanks. You just told me they were closer to being above 500 than not.
I don't remember that. Run back the tape.
There is no tape. Yeah, go ahead. Jake has the tape. Jake can run it back.
I don't think Jake knows how the tape machine works.
But so in games that they've played, so teams that currently sit under 500, they're 16-8 this year. Teams that are 500 or above, they're 21-28. Like, it's not, they've played a lot more teams that are over 500, which, by the way, as it stands right now, the rest of the schedule plays out that you play a lot more teams that are at or over than you do under, at least where it is. Like, you just beat bad teams and don't beat good teams. It's like the line of, hey, you're the middle of the road sort of pack there. So you're going to be at 500 or probably slightly above, slightly below, and probably miss the playoffs.
216-474-0092. I think we started arguing about the Giants series doing nothing for Jake, but is Stephen Vogt having a sophomore slump? It's a quick no for me. Do you agree? Just, it's like, I understand why people feel this way. I think you're putting too much on the success or your perceived lack of success, and maybe not giving context to what he's trying to win with right now.
Yeah, I think that's a fair take.
A word of encouragement to Shador Sanders in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. There's something else we have to get to with Daryl here. I continue to come back to, I feel almost like I'm the arbiter of like what I think is logical to critique Shador on and what is not. Because I am Switzerland. And it's funny because JP and I joke about this, that I get conflated with being a Shahonk, as it were. And I'm like, no, I'm a Browns fan now who's rooting for Shador to succeed. But like, and I think what the ultimate glow up is, he is in a quarterback battle with only one quarterback that I genuinely think is a good quarterback in Joe Flacco. So like, it's not hard for me to be like, Dylan Gabriel, Shador Sanders. I just don't know how I feel about this one. But if you had taken like Jackson Dart and Shador, I might feel differently. Or if you'd taken Cam Ward at one and then Shador fell and you took him, I'm going to go with Cam Ward, right?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
There's something about turning this into an entourage conversation that does feel a little bit left of center to we might be carrying this a bit too far.
Yeah, I think there's room for critique, obviously, when we talk about these things. I think there's something beyond he's 23 and he's young and he's dumb. Like, it definitely plays a majority of the role in this entire conversation. I don't think it's an entourage problem. I don't think anybody was going out there and being like, yeah, Shador, do it, go 101.
I think there actually might have been. I think one of his friends, I don't know if they were racing alongside each other, although if you watch the body cam footage, it sure seemed like whoever he was driving next to might have been going 92. So I don't know if he knew them or not. Yeah, there's been people who think that maybe they were, and maybe they were racing alongside each other, which is just, again, just for the record, wouldn't do that. That is a youthful mistake where you don't realize what you're doing. You don't understand maybe the danger that you're causing or creating yourself or anybody else.
So is this in addition to his girlfriend that got pulled over with him?
Oh, that's right, because there was a girl in the car.
There was a girl in the car in front of him.
Yes.
So they gave the ticket to Shador and they said, you were going 92. I'm not going to hand you both the ticket since you're together. And that doesn't, I mean, it would make sense if I wanted to.
No, I think that was the one I was talking about.
Yeah, so his girlfriend's alongside of him. I mean, are you basically, if you're Daryl, then you're telling Shador, what are you dating her for? She's going 92 behind you, 92 alongside of you. Like, that doesn't.
In fairness, she's being responsible. More responsible.
More responsible.
Yeah, I was going to say, being responsible going 92. Not good. If only she could have gone 92.3. Okay. Do you have a problem with this entourage?
Not really. I think for the character that he is, it doesn't really bother me. Like, he's a big media star who got that way at a young age. I think that's usually what happens.
We tend to have a lot of problems in this town with entourages. And I'm going to chalk it up to the fact that we're a blue-collar town. And in fairness, I mean, Johnny Manziel traveled with an entourage, and that was a huge part of it. I think Josh Gordon, when he was younger, had an entourage. Even though LeBron's entourage ended up all being incredibly successful businessmen, they are the reason we didn't have Braylon Edwards after a certain point, because the dust-up between Braylon and I don't even remember which one of the LeBron acolytes it was. It's so many of what's been said about Shador's friends gets applied to Shador's camp. And I guess when it comes to just entourages in general, I don't know a lot of young athletes that don't have not everyone has a cameraman following them around. I heard Boog was at the celebrity softball game. I think that's who it was last night. I heard he had a cameraman there. I'm assuming it was Boog. I just don't get that. I understand the criticisms of the pre-draft process. I do. But like when Daryl ventures into surround yourself with people that aren't chasing a paycheck, it's like, well, every athlete's got somebody on the dime, man. Like at some point, this is like, we're talking about speeding. Do you think that Boog was texting him and being like, go faster? Right? Kind of right. Like what you said about the female friend. Like, I don't know, man. Like there's just part of the framing of this that does bug me, because it's I don't want to say fair or unfair. It's just like guys, if he fails, it's going to be because he didn't learn his lessons from the pre-draft process. It's not going to be because of this. It's not going to be because of speeding.
Yeah, it's not going to be that. It's not going to be everybody around him. Obviously, you know, good eggs, bad eggs around you. It's his job to weed those out. And most athletes, I think, that come with an entourage, you figure out pretty quickly, did they not? It has nothing to do with that. He's got a heavy foot. He wanted to go 101, got caught doing it, wanted to go whatever else he was driving, 95 or whatever it ended up being the week before. I got caught doing that.
It could have been 92.3.
Yeah, probably was. But you did it once. That was stupid. For me, you did it twice. Now it's really dumb. This is the point where it's kind of like, you could pick up 7 speeding tickets. It's never going to stop you from being a quarterback. But I think early on in the battle, you continue to have this happen, knowing how public they're going, that's where it becomes a problem.
I sure never sped back-to-back weeks or got speeding tickets back to back. They just weren't excessive speeding tickets. I couldn't afford those, and I knew that. Now, that said, 216-474-0092. I just Daryl surmising that the entourage is part of the problem with Shador. I disagree with it. I think his father's involvement might be the bigger issue here, and allowing Shador to branch out on his own. But listen, so that's a take I disagree with. Here's a take that Daryl had, where, you know, the morning boys, they do like to pop into power rankings. Well, Daryl, they were talking about barbecuing. They were talking about hosting barbecue parties for people at the station. And I will say, if I didn't like the word of encouragement for Shador, I really don't love his power rankings of people at the station he'd invite to a cookout.
Mythical, hypothetical cookout list invitees. Let's go.
Invitees. Power rankings. I would go Anthony Lima.
Okay.
Because he just, you know, it's Lima.
A conversation.
100%. Yeah. He'd have a lot to bring to the table.
He came to my girl's graduation party. It was great. He did a little mingling.
Jeff Thomas.
Okay.
Ken Carmen. Although, I would have to make sure that we had enough for multiple courses.
So we're down to either. It's either Nick or me. It sounds like.
And Nick Wilson. Wow. Nick Wilson's top of the list. He's number one on the list because, again, we're family.
Yeah, so, okay, we like that. All right, that's the best part of the list right there. Not the best part of the list. I would bet if you let Nick Wilson wins the Mega Millions is up to $290 million, something like that. I win that. I would turn around and bet on good odds that there's not a shot in hell if Daryl had a barbecue, he'd invite half the list that he put there. Now, if we're talking about the power rankings of it, they might eventually get invites. They get the first five invites. I think Daryl was pandering a little bit to his surroundings there.
Pander your way out there, big boy.
Fair? I know you're trying your delicate water here because you got Daryl on your show. You don't want any more dust-ups with the morning boys. Anybody else hear the shenanigans here?
So I think putting you at the top of the list was the right call. Because
we've literally been, he's been to my barbecue. It would be the ultimate, it would be the ultimate chicanery if you then wouldn't put me there.
Yeah, I mean, what is the qualifications? How did we even get here? How did we get to the people I'd invite to my cookout?
In fairness, I think this stems from Spencer still really upset that I said he's not burger worthy. He's not like somebody I just invite over for a burger. And I mean, just earn it, Spencer. That's just what I would say. Like, if you just, you're hearing you're not burger worthy. I'm telling you, you're not burger worthy yet.
It's right there.
And here's the difference is I work with JP. JP, listen, Daryl gets the perma invite. He is family. I've known him since I was 9 years old. There's just no other way around it. JP would have to be next because he's my best friend at the station and we work together every day. But Daryl doesn't work with Ken and Lima every day. That's where it was come on now. I have to invite, if I invite JP, I have to invite Jake and Mac. And by the way, I think all three guys, I'd feel totally comfortable at the house. I'd love to have them out. I would. But come on.
I think you should honestly feel disrespected.
I don't think Ken or Lima is going to be a good hang at a barbecue. I'm not trying to be that guy. I'm not trying to start a fight on Friday. They got the day off here. Jeff Phelps, I think, adds something to the ambiance of the party. He can do a lot of the small talk and bring some. I think Baskin, that dough-hearted so-and-so, would be fantastic at a barbecue. I think Owen is incredibly conversational. Another great barbecue get, right? I think Ken and Lima would just sit off by themselves and talk smack about everybody else. That's what they do when we have meetings here.
Like I said, I think you should feel disrespected. He made up for it. And he was like, yeah, Nick would be top of the list. You're still the fourth name he mentioned, by the way. Was it I'm having a cookout. Nick Wilson's got to be there.
I think he was doing it in order of operations, though. I think last means first.
Is that how that was going? Yeah. I don't think that's how he did it.
Do you want to know if I would invite you to the burger?
Nope.
The BBQ?
Nope.
No?
Don't even want to know.
I mean, I think you're Mexican bowl lunch worthy, right? I don't know if that's quite burger worthy. We went to lunch together, guys. That's what I'm trying to say. I just forgot what the damn thing I had. Burrito bowl. That's what we had. Where's hard? Nick Smart. You want to know? You don't want to know? You want to know? You don't want to know?
I feel like right where you are right now, I'm teetering. And I feel okay knowing that I'm somewhere near teetering. I think that's an up. Always trying to do better. I know. I'll take the opposite approach of Spencer. I just know I have to get there.
Radu on Twitter also saying, why were you last on the barbecue invite list? You go from 5 to 1. You don't start at 1.
I don't think that's how Ken and Anthony do it.
Well, they do it wrong. You can't say Shador is just a 5th-round pick just when it suits your argument. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.